FM. Dunhuang. Situated along the ancient Silk Road, where fine arts and divine beliefs merged with the natural world. It's where the East and West interacted, and where the world's largest Buddhist art gallery still fascinates and amazes people today. A place where stories of life and death, love and hatred, passion and desire, faith and sacrifice have been generated and told for 2,000 years. Buckle up for our new podcast, Why We Love Dunhuang, the one and only podcast that can take you to the fantasy world of Dunhuang and beyond through our audio tour. Listen and subscribe for free on major podcast platforms. Why We Love Dunhuang? You will have your answers.
听鸟儿的欢鸣，溪水的婉转。听爱与恨，悲与喜，苦与乐，得与失。听跳跃的文字，灵动的声音。
You're listening to More to Read.
欢迎来到轻松调频美文阅读 More to Read， 我是沈听，让我们在这里一起听美文学英语。今天我们节目的主题都和清明节的祭祀先人与缅怀亲友有关。首先来听美国作家纳萨尼尔·霍桑的一句话。诗歌环节为大家选读的是苏轼、元稹、陆游以及纳兰性德的诗词作品。最后让我们一起来听英国著名作家查尔斯·狄更斯写给自己妻子的一封书信。
More to read，
用文字抒发感情，用文字诉说故事，用文字穿越古今。
Daily Quote。
We sometimes congratulate ourselves at the moment of waking from a troubled dream. It may be so the moment after death. Nathaniel Hawthorne.
有时从一个困扰的梦中醒来，我们会感到庆幸。死后的那一刻可能就是这样。纳萨尼尔·霍桑。纳萨尼尔·霍桑于1804年出生于美国的马萨诸塞州的塞勒姆，1864年去世，是美国心理分析小说的开创者，也是美国文学史上首位写作短篇小说的作家，被称为美国19世纪最伟大的浪漫主义小说家。霍桑幼年丧父，通寡母一道住到了位于萨勒姆镇的外公家，自幼性格孤高自许，顾虑多疑。童年的不幸和生活氛围使他内心有一种痛苦的孤独感。他对社会改革毫无兴趣，对资本主义经济的迅速发展无法理解。外公家笃信基督教的清教，而霍桑也受到了清教的影响。1825年，霍桑从波登大学毕业后回到萨勒姆，创作并发表了几十篇故事和短篇小说。1839年，他在波士顿的海关工作了两年多之后，进入了布鲁克农庄，接触超验主义思想，并结识了超验主义思想的代表人物爱默生和梭罗等人。此后，霍桑又赴萨勒姆海关上任。在萨勒姆海关的生活对他创作《红字》有着直接的影响。《红字》的出版巩固了他在美国文坛的坚实地位，也给后世以巨大的影响。
We sometimes congratulate ourselves at the moment of waking from a troubled dream. It may be so the moment after death. Nathaniel Hawthorne.
有时从一个困扰的梦中醒来，我们会感到庆幸。死后的那一刻可能就是这样。纳萨尼尔·霍桑。欢迎您继续收听轻松调频美文阅读 More to Read， 我是沈汀。下面让我们一起走进诗歌的世界。
More to read.
闭上双眼，静静聆听，敞开心扉，慢慢品味。
Poem of the day.
清明时节雨纷纷，路上行人欲断魂。每到清明时节，人们总会想起这样的诗句，因为祭祀先人、缅怀故去的亲朋好友，已经成为清明节这一传统节日的重要内容。在今天的节目中，就让我们一起来欣赏几首思亲怀人的经典诗词作品。中国文学史上，从《诗经》开始，就已经出现悼亡诗。从悼亡诗出现，一直到北宋的苏轼这期间，悼亡诗写的最有名的有西晋的潘岳和中唐的元稹，晚唐的李商隐亦曾有悼亡之作，他们的作品悲切感人。而用词写悼亡，则是北宋著名的文人苏轼的首创。
江城子，十年生死。苏轼。十年生死两茫茫，不思量，自难忘。千里孤坟，无处话凄凉。纵使相逢应不识，尘满面，鬓如霜。夜来幽梦忽还乡，小轩窗正梳妆。相顾无言，唯有泪千行。料得年年断肠处，明月夜，断松冈。
Riverside Town by 苏轼。 10 years, dead and living, dim and draw apart. I don't try to remember, but forgetting is hard. Lonely grave, 1,000 miles off. Cold thoughts, where can I talk them out? Even if we met, you wouldn't know me. Dust on my face, hair like frost.In a dream last night, suddenly I was home. By the window of the little room, you were combing your hair and making up. You turned and looked, not speaking, only lines of tears coursing down. Year after year, will it break my heart? The moonlit grave, the stubby pines.
听完了北宋文人苏轼的名作《江城子·十年生死》，我们再回到唐代，来听一听唐代诗人元稹创作的一组悼亡绝句《离思五首》。诗人运用所悟以托情的比兴手法，以精景的词句赞美了夫妻之间的恩爱，书写了诗人对亡妻唯从忠贞不渝的爱情和刻骨的思念。而这五首绝句中最为大家所熟知的是其中的第四首。
离思五首其四，元稹。曾经沧海难为水，除却巫山不是云。取次花丛懒回顾，半缘修道半缘君。
Thinking of My Late Wife by Yuan Zhen. Hardly do rivers count when an ocean has been gone through. Clouds are worth nothing except those over the Mount of Wu. Every time I pass by the garden, I care not about the flowers. It's partly for practice of Taoism, partly for my love to you.
沈园二首是宋代文学家陆游的祖师作品，这是作者在75岁时重游沈园时，为怀念其原配夫人唐氏而创作的两首悼亡诗。第一首诗写触景生情之悲，首句写斜阳暗淡，画角哀鸣，是通过写景渲染悲凉的气氛。后三句写物是人非之悲，用反衬手法。而第二首诗则写诗人情感的专一，也用反衬手法，以草木无情反衬人物的深情。全诗体现了诗人忠实、笃厚、纯洁、坚贞的品格。这组诗写得深沉哀婉，含蓄蕴藉，但仍保持其语言朴素自然的一贯特色。沈园二首，陆游。
Two quatrains, Lu You.
一，梦断香消四十年，沈园柳老不吹眠。此身行作稽山土，犹吊遗踪亦悬然。
One.Our sweet dream broke 40 years ago, and the willows in our garden are old, and catkins no longer grow. I am about to be dust under this hill, yet I cannot refrain from tears when to this vestige I go.
二，城上斜阳画角哀，沈园非复旧池台。伤心桥下春波绿，曾是惊鸿照影来。
Two. At sunset.I hear the sad sound of the horn. The scenic spots in the old garden are all undone. Alas, the green water under the bridge forlorn. Once reflected the charming face of my beloved one.
最后，让我们一起来读清代文人纳兰性德的一首词作《浣溪沙·谁念西风独自凉》。这是纳兰性德为悼念亡妻卢氏而作。纳兰与原配卢氏于康熙13年，即公元1674年成婚，两人伉俪情笃。然而婚后第三年，卢氏死于难产。纳兰性德的《饮水词》中追思亡妻、忆念旧情者达40余首，我们今天要听到的就是其中一首。
浣溪沙，谁念西风独自凉。纳兰性德。谁念西风独自凉，萧萧黄叶闭疏窗，沉思往事立残阳。 被酒莫惊春睡重，赌书消得泼茶香。当时只道是寻常。
To the tune of silk-washing stream, Who'd care the lonely west wind bleak and blind? By Na Lan Xing De. Who'd care the lonely west wind bleak and blind? Of casements, I shut out swishing swoosh leaves. The setting sun calls the past to my mind. Naps after drinks,Was sound and deep in springs. Much fun we had with tea games, bet on poems, which then I thought mere ordinary things.
世界，用心用心聆听。
Beauty of words。
英国著名小说家狄更斯在39岁那一年，排行第9的小女儿多拉染上重病。多拉病逝时，狄更斯正在主持一个演员基金会的晚宴。第二天，狄更斯把女儿病逝的消息写信告诉了妻子。那么在接下来的时间，我们就一起来读一下由狄更斯所写的这封书信。中文版本由黄继忠翻译。
Charles Dickens to his wife. By Charles Dickens. Devonshire Terrace. Tuesday morning, the 15th of April, 1851.
狄更斯致其妻书。查尔斯·狄更斯。1851年4月15日，星期二，晨，于德文郡街。
My dearest Kate, now observe. You must read this letter very slowly and carefully. If you have hurried on thus far without quite understanding, apprehending some bad news, I rely on your turning back and reading again.
我最亲爱的凯特，现在请注意，你必须慢慢的、仔细的看这封信。如果你只是匆匆忙忙读到这里，还没有完全明白，还没有看出什么坏消息的话，那就必须再从头看起。
Little Dora, without being in the least pain, is suddenly stricken ill. There is nothing in her appearance but perfect rest.You'd suppose her quietly asleep, but I am sure she is very ill, and I cannot encourage myself with much hope of her recovery. I do not, and why should I say I do to you, my dear, I do not think her recovery at all likely.
小多拉突然病倒了，一点痛苦也没有。她脸上非常宁静，如果你看见他那模样，你还以为他在平静地睡觉呢。但我知道，他病得很重，而且不敢抱多大复原的希望。我不相信，我为什么要欺骗你呢，亲爱的？完全不相信他有复原的可能。
I do not like to leave home. I can do no good here. But I think it right to stay.You will not like to be away, I know, and I cannot reconcile it to myself to keep you away. Foster, with his usual affection for us, comes down to bring you this letter and to bring you home. but I cannot close it without putting the strongest entreaty and injunction upon you to come with perfect composure.
我不愿离开家里，我留在这里也无济于事，但我还是觉得应该留在这儿。我知道你也不愿在外，你不在家，我总不能心安。福斯特还是对我们那么关心，现在给你送这封信来，并接你回家。不过，我在结束这封信之前，必须坚决地要求和严厉地命令你，回来时要完全保持镇静。
To remember what I have often told you, that we never can expect to be exempt as to our many children from the affliction of other parents, and that if when you come, I should even have to say to you, our little baby is dead, you are to do your duty to the rest, and to show yourself worthy of the great trust you hold in them.
不要忘记我平素对你说的话。我们儿女多，别人家做父母的遭到的灾难，我们绝不能指望幸免。假如你回来的时候，我即使不得不忍痛对你说，我们的小宝宝死了，你还要对其他孩子尽做母亲的职责，证明你自己无愧于他们对你的无限信赖。
If you will only read this steadily, I have a perfect confidence in your doing what is right. Ever affectionately, Charles Dickens.
只要你能冷静地读这封信，我完全相信你会正确对待这件事情的。永远爱你的，查尔斯·狄更斯。
Charles Dickens to His Wife by Charles Dickens. Devonshire Terrace, Tuesday morning, the 15th of April, 1851. My dearest Kate, now observe. You must read this letter very slowly and carefully. If you have hurried on thus far without quite understanding, apprehending some bad news, I rely on your turning back and reading again. Little Dora, without being in the least pain, is suddenly stricken ill. There is nothing in her appearance but perfect rest. You'd suppose her quietly asleep, but I am sure she is very ill, and I cannot encourage myself with much hope of her recovery. I do not, and why should I say I do to you, my dear, I do not think her recovery at all likely. I do not like to leave home. I can do no good here, but I think it right to stay. You will not like to be away, I know, and I cannot reconcile it to myself to keep you away. Foster, with his usual affection for us, comes down to bring you this letter and to bring you home. But I cannot close it without putting the strongest entreaty and injunction upon you to come with perfect composure. To remember what I have often told you, that we never can expect to be exempt as to our many children from the affliction of other parents, and that if when you come, I should even have to say to you, our little baby is dead, you are to do your duty to the rest, and to show yourself worthy of the great trust you hold in them. If you will only read this steadily, I have a perfect confidence in your doing what is right. Ever affectionately, Charles Dickens.
狄更斯致其妻书，查尔斯·狄更斯。1851年4月15日，星期二，晨。 于德文郡街。我最亲爱的凯特，现在请注意，你必须慢慢地、仔细地看这封信。如果你只是匆匆忙忙读到这里，还没有完全明白，还没有看出什么坏消息的话，那就必须再从头看起。小多拉突然病倒了，一点痛苦也没有，他脸上非常宁静。如果你看见他那模样，你还以为他在平静地睡觉呢。但我知道他病得很重，而且不敢抱多大复原的希望。我不相信，我为什么要欺骗你呢，亲爱的？完全不相信他有复原的可能。我不愿离开家里，我留在这里也无济于事，但我还是觉得应该留在这儿。我知道你也不愿在外，你不在家，我总不能心安。福斯特还是对我们那么关心，现在给你送这封信来，并接你回家。不过，我在结束这封信之前，必须坚决地要求和严厉地命令你，回来时要完全保持镇静，不要忘记我平素对你说的话。我们儿女多，别人家做父母的遭到的灾难，我们绝不能指望幸免。假如你回来的时候，我即使不得不忍痛对你说，我们的小宝宝死了，你还要对其他孩子尽做母亲的职责，证明你自己无愧于他们对你的无限信赖。只要你能冷静地读这封信，我完全相信你会正确对待这件事情的。永远爱你的，查尔斯·狄更斯。
收听今天的美文阅读节目，您还可以通过云听和 CGTN 官方 APP 在线实时收听美文阅读以及轻松调频的其他节目。想要查看美文阅读节目文稿，欢迎您访问网站 radio.cgtn.com。 今天的节目就到这儿，我是沈听，我们明天见。